Good afternoon, everybody. And so I'll give a talk on how to improve soil water content and ET estimation using data simulation method. And I guess the majority of the speakers are agriculture experts because they're all gone. So as a hydrologist, we care more about the water and at a larger scale. So the highlight of our study is we implement a data simulation system into a land surface model using remote sensing ET estimation. So I'll give a brief introduction to the method. So let's see the background. As we know, since the middle of last century, there is an obvious drought trend throughout the world, and especially in China. And in 2004, and this year, there are large areas such as the northeast, southwest, and northern China plain suffered severe lingering drought, and which threatened crops and water supplies. So, as we need to solve this problem, first we need to know how much water we need and how much water we cost. So we already have several tools to calculate the water cost, and they have in-situ measurement, and at a larger scale we have remote sensing and model simulation. So we can get the accurate spatial information from remote sensing data, but the problem is the uncertainty is huge, and we cannot tell exactly how much the uncertainty is. And using the model simulation, we can have continuous estimation, but the model error will accumulate with time. So is there an approach that we can combine the advantages of those different tools and maximum their advantages? So there is data simulation method. So as a in a thing. In a dynamic model, and we have different kinds of errors all over the model. We have input error and model structure and states, and so there are huge uncertainties in the output. But using the data simulation method, we can take into account of those uncertainties, and by using a mathematical algorithm, and we can reduce the output error. So give a brief introduction of the study area. It's located in the lower reach of Yellow River in China, and it's a semi-arid area because the pan evaporation exceeds the precipitation about approximately 4 times. And so the crop types are wheat and maize, planted in rotation in the south part, and cotton in the north part. So we use several sets of data in the study. First, there is the meteorological data, and we have 19 national stations and have these data automatically measured. And we also use a remote sensing data onboarded Terra and Alpha satellites, and we use the MODIS land products, including surface temperature, albedo, emissivity, and solar zenith angle, RAI, and NDVI. And this is our flux tower located in the middle of the area. And it's a 10 meter high tower, and we have an eddy covariance system to measure the latent heat and sensible heat. And we have the radiation and the infrared temperature, and also 3 layers of temperature and humidity. We also have three layers of soil temperature and soil moisture, which is not shown in this figure. So I will not go too deep into the algorithm, and just to give a brief introduction of the data simulation concept. So this is the structure of the data simulation system. First, we need to have a model and to do the simulation, and we need a forcing data And if we have extra information, so we do the data simulation, and if we don't, we just move on to the next step. So in this study, we use the hydrologically enhanced land process model, and as introduced in the previous slide, we use MODIS data as the forcing input. And the data simulation approach we used in Ensemble Common Filter, which is very popular recently. And so the observation is the latent heat flux estimated by a remote sensing ET model. So I'll give an introduction of each one of these separately. And first is the land surface model. And this is the structure of a SIP2 model, and which is very popular. It has three model structures. It is energy budget, moisture budget, and CO2 simulation. And it exchanges water and energy in the atmosphere and the surface and underground surface. In order to improve the water estimation, we improve the model to a hydrologically enhanced land process model. We'll call it health model. In health model, we divided soil into 10 layers instead of 3 layers, and the runoff process we considered overland flow, interflow, and groundwater flow. We also add a soil respiration model into the health model, and the soil hydrological function use is different in those two models. So the health model will improve the soil moisture budget. Here is the result of the land surface model. The upper ones are the input data, and the lower ones are the model result. This is the ET distribution and soil water content and the groundwater depth. We can see from the figure that because of the irrigation in the maize and wheat area, the groundwater is very shallow. So let's move on to the remote sensing model. We used surface energy balance system proposed by Bob Su, and it is based on the energy balance equation. And we first calculate the net radiation, soil heat, sensible heat, and the latent heat is the residual of the energy balance equation. So here is the model result. First, we validated the model, used eddy covariance system at the flux site, and the upper one is the wheat growing season, and the lower one is the maize growing season for Terra and Ever data separately. And the root mean square error for both crops are less than 20%. So the model is doing good using the remote sensing data. And this one is the spatial distribution, and it can clearly see that it can tell the urban area and the wheat maize area and the cotton area. So we also doing the annual total of the spatial distribution here. So let's move to data simulation approach. And we use the Ensemble Common Filter in our study, and it is a Monte Carlo approximation to the traditional Common Filter. So first, we do the random sampling to perturb the input data. And then we do one-step ensemble forecast and to get the initial model states. And if we have the observation, we introduce the observation to the model, and using the ensemble common filter, we got updated state sets. So we use this updated state set to do another step, model forecast. So this is the basic concept of data simulation. And this is the implementation of the ensemble common filter. And this form is how we perturb the model input. We add random noises to those input, and thus we can get a random sample of the model state. And this is a sensible experiment to the ensemble size. As we can see, with the ensemble size becomes larger, and the data simulation performance doesn't improve constantly. So that is to say, we don't have to waste our CPU to perform a larger in sample number. So this figure is a benchmark run without the data simulation. We put three layers of moisture into one figure. And let's see. Go to the result part, and this is the soil water content simulation, three layers of soil moisture, soil water content. The black line is the observation, and the blue line is the benchmark, and the red one is the simulation. We can see, tell from the figure that the soil moisture simulation improves, but to what extent, and here is the statistics. We can see that for both wet season and dry season, the root mean square error reduced, and the bias and the mean average error are also induced except the wet season at the surface layer. So this is the land surface flux. Each one of these net radiation, soil heat, sensible heat, and latent heat, and the red ones are the data simulation result. And we can see that the result is improved after data simulation. And here is the statistic result. And the root mean square error reduced significantly after the data simulation. So let's give a brief conclusion. In this study, we coupled the ensemble common filter to the health model and used the remote sense latent heat flux as the observation value. So in the soil water content and land surface flux estimation, after the data assimilation, and the error reduced significantly compared to the benchmark run, and the remote the root mean square error of soil water content reduced by 30 to 50%, and the latent heat flux in maize and wheat season reduced by 33% and 44% respectively. So we get a conclusion that the potential of data simulation for soil water content and surface flux estimation is positive. So that's the end of my talk. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.